Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Day Sports Station. Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis' biggest columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. 'Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble in dust 'cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say you
Tuesday. If you want to enjoy April, you got to take advantage today because it's the last day, Jeffrey. This is it.
Even though it's a leap year?
This is wrapping up April for us. Okay. Do I have that wrong? Am
you
I
are
incorrect
correct.
About that? This is it.
It's April 30th, yes.
This is it. We're done with April. May is next. Where does May rank?
May's a pretty good month, especially
you like
home.
May.
Yeah, well, you know, you, historically, it's a good party month for everyone out there.
Memphis in May.
Mm-hmm.
Good month.
Yeah.
It's summer is like here. When you walk around now, it's like spring
today,
is definitely
today was
here.
Like the first day where you walked outside and you're like, oh, even in the morning, it's there's no crispness.
There's no, but it feels like it's on, you
yeah.
know? And not in a bad way. So that's good. School year's starting to wind down. People are going to be having graduations and things like that. You're exactly right. Everyone's playing golf, and we got all the festivals, the Memphis and May Music Fest. And
by May, and most of the grass is all green.
And, yeah, like I think May's a – it's hard. Like if you compare it to September when football starts – September's a much better sports month. I mean, that's one of the problems with May is, that, you know, we got the showboats who are struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. They are struggling, both on the field and at the gate.
Right, but there's a reason why, like, May, June, July, August, like, you're doing family stuff or
vacations.
You're
doing other stuff. It's not a great sports month, but I think May's a top-notch month,
mm-hmm.
really, because you're not sweltering like you are in August.
No, that's true. The only problem is we do start to get this is when you really
allergies.
Start. Well, no allergies. It's
John called me over the weekend. He said, "Do you ever like John is now is for the first time ever really in his life is
mm-hmm.
being beset. What were you going to complain about?
Well, this is when it starts to rain a ton. Like yesterday, yesterday I'm out walking the dog in the middle of the rain, and you're just like, oh my god.
It's a nice warm rain, though. There's nothing wrong with a nice warm rain. Let's see. A couple things I wanted to say. One is today's the lineup is as follows. We have Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock, and then we have Fish on Friday on Tuesday, because it's Tuesday. Last night I was at this event at Novel Bookstore with Aram Gadzousian from the University of Memphis, and I was thrilled because there was a guy who came in and he had heard about this on the show, and so he came and he listened, and then after the show, after we put on, we did a little dog and pony thing and talked and answered questions and stuff. He came up to me, and he said that his wife didn't care anything about sports before they met or started dating or something, but because he listens to the show, she started listening to the show. And now, in fact, she is a more avid listener of the show than he is. She does not miss it. And her particular favorite segment is when Fishman is on Tuesdays. And so I want to shout out Deborah because...
what does that say about our sports takes, by the way?
It's her favorite because it's Tuesday and it's Fish on Friday on Tuesday. And then secondly, Jeffrey, because it is the last day of April.
In honor.
We do have a lot to talk about today, including the demise of the Los Angeles Lakers, including some fairly significant news when it comes to college athletics, including some portal news. So we do have a lot to get to in these first two segments, even before Chris Harrington joins us to talk about the NBA at 10 and before Fishman joins us for Deborah's favorite segment after that. But I wanted to begin with a happy story, Jeff.
Okay.
Ready? So there was this family in Utah, the Clarks, okay? And they noticed one day on April 17th that their cat was missing. Their cat was missing. And they looked high and low. It was an indoor cat. And so they're like, where in the world? Actually, this was on April 10th. This was on April 10th. And where in the world has the cat gone? And they wondered if it had slipped out the front door.
Right. Now you started, who let the door open?
Who let the cat out? This is a very healthy cat named Galena. And they grieved because a week went by, no Galena. They put up signs. They called all the whatever. They're in Utah. And all of a sudden on April 17th, a full week later, they get a call from a veterinarian in California who has their cat.
That is a new, that's Homeward Bound 3.
Well, except that I guess it's Homeward Bound 3. I guess the first part of Homeward Bound 3.
It's the first two acts, yeah.
So how do you have any theories as to how the cat got from inside the Clark's house in Utah to a veterinarian's office in California? I could not guess this. You get everything right all the time.
If we're going Sherlock Holmes style, there's a few theories that come to mind. Number one, a bird picked it up and didn't kill it.
A bird carried it, like a large osprey. Well, it slipped out.
It's Robert Sala story, you know, when the bird...
flies too close.
Yeah.
So you're under this theory. This is an unlikely theory to me.
Uh-huh.
First of all, it slipped out.
Yeah, I mean, I think the obvious thing is it got
out. Okay, I want to give you a hint.
Well, I mean, the other thing I was thinking is it got on someone's car and...
I want to give you a hint. It did not slip out of the house.
Oh, then it was in somebody's luggage.
Kind of, yeah. It was in a package.
Yeah.
So what happened was they were boxing up some things to return to Amazon.
Do we know how old the Clarks were?
It was largely, don't know how old the Clarks were, but I don't think they're that. Let me see if there's a photo of them in this story. Don't see a photo of them, but they don't seem like they're that old. They were returning 5 pairs of steel-toed boots.
Okay.
And so they had an Amazon returns package. And of course, you know what Carrie Clark did? Know who she blamed?
Her husband.
Yeah. 100%. She said,
why does the cat never get blamed?
He was boxing up the boots, and then he realized he didn't have the tape. He went off to get the tape.
And then the cat jumped in the box.
Cats like boxes, right?
Where do they?
They love boxes. Jumps in the box. Mm-hmm. He seals up the cat.
Like Taylor Swift loves a box.
They don't notice because it's a 30-pound cat, like it's a big cat, but honestly, it's got 5 pairs of steel-toed boots in it.
Well, I presume it's a heavier box.
It's supposed to be heavy anyway. Right. Now, you might have felt the boots moving it, like evidently did. So anyway, they ship this damn thing back to the Amazon. It goes to the warehouse in California, where it's then they sort it and whatever else. And as they're sorting through the stuff, We found a cat jumps out. They take it to the vet. It's chipped. The vet calls them... what's it called? Homeward Bound 3.
Homeward Bound 3, yes.
Now, is that not a happy story? The cat lived, by the way.
The other thing that's amazing is, I presume there's terrible ventilation.
Well, there was evidently the box had a seam in the box had come open. Husband, by the way, good job, husband. Like, he did box up the cat, but he did such a sloppy job boxing the box.
See, this is why we don't pay attention to detail.
This is why you shouldn't blame your husbands or spouses for not doing a careful job. Because had he done a proper job boxing up the cat, we'd have a dead cat.
Did the cat not? I have a few other questions.
If there'd been a dead cat in there, would they have still taken it to the vet to be chipped? No, they would have just thrown out.
I think dumpster, right?
You just dumpster.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, would have gone. That would have been it. With the dead, yeah, would have they said, "Oh, we have a dead cat in here. We're just going to throw it out." But because it was alive, a little dehydrated, evidently, seemed to be expected. seemed unhappy. Whereas, had it been a dog, a dog would have jumped out and been so happy to see the person. Would have been the happiest thing ever.
Right, but dogs also...
Dogs probably would have died.
Well, dogs also don't have the fascination with, I'm jumping into a box.
Yeah. They don't need to get any damn...
Well, and also, like, I don't know. To me, like, the other thing is, the first question I have is, like, maybe, I guess, because the box was muted with, like, the boots and whatnot, but, like...
Didn't they hear him meowing?
Surely there had to be some sound.
I don't know. Maybe the cat was just so happy in there. Maybe they just, whatever reason, they didn't hear the cat in the meowing. So anyway, there's your happy story to celebrate the end.
Got an idea of what to do with our cat.
Just slip it in a box.
Leah, I need you to order 5 pairs of steel-toed boots.
I need a ruling, by the way, on another matter then, since we brought up cats.
All right.
Okay, I brought up cats. I was talking to Gabe yesterday, and I walk around my pool while I talk to Gabe, so I get steps in.
No, right?
So I get steps while I'm talking to Gabe.
I walked around Chicago, my last phoner.
And I saw my first hummingbird of the day when I was out there, which was nice of the year, and so that was good, and I remarked on that to Gabe, and that got us talking about birds and how I feed birds because I'm of the age when you feed birds, and he wondered what age that was, and I talked about how much I enjoy feeding the birds, and hummingbirds particularly are fun. But
do you have the hummingbird feeder?
We have multiple hummingbird feeders.
The sweet water or whatever.
You got to boil sugar. Claire does
simple
that.
Syrup, basically.
Anyway, but while I was at my kitchen the other day, I saw a cat running across my back deck. It was a neighborhood feral cat with a songbird in its mouth.
Mm.
And that made me mad at the cat.
Yeah.
I don't feed the birds in order to lay a trap for the neighborhood cats. And so I asked Gabe, if I got a BB gun, and mind you, my youth was filled with BB guns.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, we had lots of BB guns. If I got a BB gun and shot the neighborhood cats with the BB gun, does that make me a bad person?
I mean, it kind of makes you like...
It makes me, first of all, Annie Oakley is what it makes me.
Well, I was going to say,
you know,
it's kind of like Clint Eastwood, Gran Torino-y. Like,
but no, I don't want to kill the cats. I just want to hurt them, hit them on the butt.
I know, you're trying to get them out of there. Like, it's a pain. Yes, what
would
BB gun.
He thinks it would break the skin and embed into the cat. And I don't... That sounds gruesome. I don't want to do that. I don't want to have festering wounds to the cat. I just want to ping him in the ass. What do you think it would
fur
do?
To me, it's like there's fur they got to get through. Then
there's different powers of BB guns, too. Right.
I think that's probably an extreme example. I think the odds would be that it wouldn't.
I could get a... Anyway, there we go.
You could always get, like, a paintball gun.
Does it... What would that do?
Paintball guns, like, I mean, that would be safer than a BB gun, but...
Would it be safer?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I guess the argument would be if, like... You know,
is paintball still big? My kids played paintball and it hurt.
It hurts if it doesn't bust. There's no question phrasing.
Let's move on.
Heyday was like the end of like the 90s and the 2000s, the first decade of 2000s.
We do have sports to talk about. Do you even get enjoyment anymore from the Lakers losing? It was inevitable. It was inevitable they were going to lose.
But
that was a hell of a game. Hell of a game, obviously. Tremendous game. You got Jamal Murray with another game winner. And the Lakers are done, 108 to 106. It was not a competitive series in the sense of, you know, it's not going 6 or 7 games, but it was a competitive series in terms of the games individually were close, entertaining, all of that. Indeed, the Lakers led for more of the series than the Nuggets did.
By a wide margin.
LeBron was good again, 30 points, 11 assists. AD, who seemed to be struggling with the shoulder a little bit, 17 and 15.
Couldn't believe he got up.
He's Jamal Murray hits the game winner, and there you go. So, but all the talk today then is in the wake of this, what of LeBron? What of the Lakers? What's the future hold? And by the way, what of the league? It is the first time since 2015 that we don't have LeBron, Steph, or KD in the second round.
Yeah.
Since 2005. Did I say 2005? Did I say 2005? 2005, that we don't have one of them in the second round. It really is, as we've talked about, a passing of the torch. But what of LeBron? First of all, can we say that LeBron's 6 years in Los Angeles have been disappointing? Is it disappointing when he is as they get one title?
Yep.
They get one other Western Conference final in 6 years. But he's still awesome. Like, he's still awesome. He's still a tremendous player at age 39. He played 71 games this year, averaged 25.7 points a game. And he delivered a championship. And imagine, look at what happened before LeBron. They had gone years without being the playoffs. Even when they're not, like, even when they're not winning titles, it's imagine fun to be a Lakers fan, because you get to see LeBron and AD, and like, it's, there's drama, and so, but is it disappointing?
So I guess it really boils down to, how do you feel about a bubble championship? Because, like, I would argue,
let's call that 100%. Let's just, for the purpose of this argument, for the discussion, for right now, just let's assume that was just a, it is a legit championship.
Yeah. Then I think you still have to grade it as it's a success.
6 years of AD and LeBron next to each other, and you get one championship?
Yeah, but I mean, that was 25% of his championships.
You get one championship, and that's it? And you don't get another even NBA Finals?
Well, I mean, how many years did you get of AD?
Was he not there for...
Well, I'm just saying, like, health-wise.
Oh, health-wise, yeah. So you don't necessarily think it was disappointing. I think it is disappointing.
I mean, in the end, he won a title.
Okay, but then if you factor in the bubble championship, then you're cheapening the title?
Absolutely.
And you think that it should be cheapened?
Yes, absolutely.
It is not the same as a regular championship.
Absolutely not.
So then you do think it was disappointing. All they won was one bubble championship.
Yeah.
That's that's the distinction.
Yes.
I think it is, I'll say this. It is clearly not what they aspired to or imagined, I don't believe, when you put LeBron and AD together, right?
I've not seen the financials.
Right. But it is...
Like, when LeBron came, did that make them...
All of a sudden make money? Yeah. We're taking that off. We're taking it from a fan's perspective. They don't care. And so it is not what they imagined. It's clearly not what they dreamt of. I'm sure they dreamt of at least multiple finals appearances, probably multiple titles, whatever else. But I'm kind of with you. Imagine the alternative without LeBron. You know what I mean? Like you have LeBron. This has been 6 years of being the center of the NBA universe.
So I have it. Starting in 2013-14, 14th in the West. 14th in the West. 15th in the West. 14th in the West. 11th in the West. They improved to 10th in the West LeBron's first year. Then they have the bubble year.
So you don't even have to imagine the future without LeBron.
Yeah.
They just lived it.
Well, I mean, all you have to do is also, like, take LeBron and AD off that team. Right. Like, holy cow.
And by the way, they get LeBron, but they get AD because they have LeBron, right? So it's pretty clearly maybe not what they imagined, but I don't think you could say, well, you know, you look at the Jerry West years in Memphis. Maybe it's a little bit like those. You didn't get what you dreamt when you signed Jerry West. What you dreamt of is like, but you did like become a respectable team. You made the playoffs. He was executive of the year.
I also think, even though I don't think Jerry West had this mindset, I do think the purpose of Jerry West was to prove this can work here. Like, you can have winning basketball.
And of course, I'm not as a seismic level. This is LeBron in L.A. is much bigger than Jerry West in Memphis.
Yeah,
I just mean in the sense that, you didn't get everything you dreamed.
The fever pitch of when you hired Jerry West.
Some stuff.
Absolutely.
But you did get some stuff. Okay. So then the next question is, where does he go from here? Where do the Lakers go from here? He is a $51.4 million player option. Asked if he had pondered whether this would be his last game as a Laker last night, he said, "I'm not going to answer that." I'm sure you love that. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh, he was in this. The last two games were just spectacular.
He loves the drama, man. He loves the drama, and of course, that's what he would say, right? You've got to drag this out forever. You got to squeeze everything
I wake up this morning because I went to bed right when it ended. I was like, okay, I'm good here. You know, immediately this morning, the Lakers would be comfortable drafting Bronny James, and it's like, okay, here we go.
Well, I don't even mind. I don't care if they you and I have discussed this. I don't care if they draft Bronny James at all. But so basically,
in fact, I would rather they do that. They're in the West. I don't think he's a good player. He's right. Not an NBA player. Fine, take him.
Are they taking him with a first, a late first? They're probably not getting a good player with that anyway. I don't care. Go ahead, make LeBron happy. It certainly would be worth it if that is what it takes to make LeBron happy versus just having LeBron walk away. They're also prepared to offer him a 3-year max for $164 million, at least according to reports.
That's the key because if I recall, maybe it was, I'm pretty sure it was Wendy. The whole idea is he wants to sign one more $100 million deal.
Right. And that I think the All-Star game is in L.A. that third year. And so what?
I think it's the second year.
And then you – anyway, so he's – I honestly – like, I know there's going to be a lot of drama between here and there. I don't see him leaving Los Angeles.
I think this is the key difference. Every other time he has left, I thought I could see a spot. Like, even – you know,
I mean, the spots could, like, there are places. I don't know the financials of these places, but going back to Miami would be a spot. Going to Cleveland would be a spot. Or going to the Warriors would be a spot.
Yeah,
Those are the three spots. Indeed, we know that halfway through the season, they had discussions with the Warriors about, you know.
To me, the only one that I guess I can see, but I don't know mechanically how they would make it work because we've talked about it. Like, the Warriors brass has decided, like, we're not paying this.
Why not? Why not go back to Cleveland?
Are we sure they're just LeBron away?
Well, they're. No, we're not sure that they're just LeBron away. But here's the truth. I mean, it's interesting. LeBron said, in the course of talking about how he wasn't prepared to think about this, he just wanted to get to the offseason, et cetera, he said, listen, I got a 9-year-old son, I've got a son in high school, and I've got another son who's deciding whether to go to the NBA, whatever else. You know, those are all reasons to stay in L.A. Like, he likes being – you reach this point in your life where you just want to be in L.A., right? You like life in L.A. And he can – they actually have a little more flexibility this summer to continue to build. And
I don't think he's leaving.
That's my point. That's my point is that there will be starting this morning, there will be and has been already a lot of drama around where is LeBron going, might he leave, et cetera, et cetera. I'll be stunned if he decides to leave L.A., to go back to freaking Cleveland. Come on. I like Cleveland.
Yeah.
And by the way, Miami's also not a LeBron away.
To me, that's the whole point, is that I think if he were to leave, it has to be a situation where if I go there, we can win a title. And I don't see the options that would be suitable to him. I do not see it. Like,
There's more talent. And Oklahoma City didn't need him. You know, like, there's more talent in Cleveland around LeBron than there is in L.A. around LeBron.
Right, but would there still be that amount of talent if you sign LeBron?
I have not studied what it would require to dislodge whomever or whatever. Anyway, I do not believe that LeBron will be leaving. I do believe that Darvin Ham will be leaving. Uh-huh. This will be his fourth coach, by the way, in his 6 years in Los Angeles.
Also, Mike Malone giving him an obituary was fantastic last night.
So,
Michael, I'm sorry.
And he, by the way, LeBron did play 71 games this year, and AD played 76. So I know they like to talk about injuries because Jared Vanderbilt wasn't, you know, available. But don't talk to Grizzlies fans about injuries.
Or Bucks fans.
Also, or Bucks fans. By the way, maybe about Celtics fans. Here we were talking about yesterday about how injuries have defined all this, and now we've got, obviously, the Celtics advance finishing off the Heat I do believe you said after the Heat won game two by hitting 23 triples, you said, well, I can't keep that up.
That's
and
not
sure enough. Since then, 18 of 61 from three, 29.5%. And that was that. But Porzingis goes out with a calf injury. And so this playoffs, seems like every playoffs now, defined by injury, might be further shaped by this injury, because that would be really tough for the
His reaction in real time did not look good. Like, I thought Tatum was kind of milking it a little bit, trying to sell the flagrant. Porzingis was, like, kind of away from the play, and you could see him, the play's going on, and he's, like, signaling over to the bench, and he's kind of hopping, and then the look on his face, just, that didn't look good.
And then we had New Orleans being escorted out as well by Oklahoma City. They've got some decisions. It's been kind of interesting to see. Like, they're another one that's going to be in the center hunt. You know, we talk about the Grizzlies and the center hunt, and Jonas is a free agent after this year. They also have a decision to make about Brandon Ingram, who they can extend. He was not good last night with 8 points. It's interesting because over at ESPN, talking about Brandon Ingram, they were it said that should be an easy negotiation. Should be an Ingram and a 4-year $208 million extension should be an easy negotiation. Is how it was. I guess it was Bobby Marks writing this over at ESPN. Doesn't seem easy to me to give Brandon Ingram $208 million, but there you go. It feels like Jonas will be walking away, and they have to find another center. So there you go.
All right. I think the problem with Ingram, because I mean, obviously, if you had eyeballs, you knew he did not play well.
Right. He was also not healthy.
But I think also there's kind of the question that we've been talking about. It's like, can you really afford to just, like, not
let
be good?
Walk,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
right. If how will you replace this player?
Yeah.
Is the eternal question. All right, we have a lot to get to, including portal news, including some really interesting news from the world of college football. Paul Feinbaum had some interesting things to say about the University of Memphis and conference realignment. We will get to all of that and more when we return. Before that, I want to tell you that Mother's Day, not this weekend, the next weekend. And Robert Irwin Jewelers has you covered. Because now through Mother's Day, you get a free Mother's Day flower bouquet with your purchase of $99 or more while supplies last. You don't have to pick up the bouquet today. That wouldn't do well for the bouquet, right? It would not do well for the bouquet. Robert Irwin Jewelers will reserve a vibrant, colorful Mother's Day fresh flower bouquet that will be ready for pickup Friday and Saturday before Mother's Day. All you have to do is spend $99 or more. So you get some stunning, beautiful jewelry, and you get the bouquet. For example, the To the Moon and Back Mother's Day Diamond Necklace, featuring a mother and child holding hands in the middle of a crescent moon, adorned with sparkling diamonds featuring a sterling silver chain with a phrase of To the Moon and Back. That's $99. You got a pet's mom that you want to honor on Mother's Day? Diamond Paw Necklace, $119. Diamond Essentials, classic collection of crafted diamond solitaire earrings, pendants, bracelets, featuring perfectly matched diamonds with excellent proportions to ensure you get a bigger and brighter sparkle, from $299 to $299,000 is what it says.
It's a lot of range.
From $299. Anyway, but here's the key. From now until Mother's Day, any purchase of $99 or more at Robert Irwin Jewelers, you get a free Mother's Day bouquet. Check them out online at rijewelers.com. Back in a moment, and then after that, Chris Harrington and Fish on Friday on Tuesday. It's the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Tennessee Athletics' Big Orange Caravan hits the road in the Volunteer State. Headlined by Director of Athletics Danny White, head coaches Josh Heupel and Rick Barnes, as well as new head coach of Lady Vol Basketball, Kim Caldwell. Tickets are $20 plus tax and include light food options. Enjoy a meet and greet with the headliners followed by an entertaining program. Get your tickets at allvols.com to join us in Memphis at the Botanical Gardens on May 2nd.
The Vols Caravan with 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE756120, MSRP 22320, EV6P 560393, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG5 1041, MSRP 37935, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4/30/2024, dealer stock only.
Hey, Jeff Allen, what's happening over there at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah Wonderland?
Randy, we are making magic on Mount Moriah. 2024 Kia Forte LXS, 41 MPG highway, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month, and a 2024 Telluride LX front wheel drive, $369. Both $39.99 due at signing, all 24 month lease.
And 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9, and always get peace of mind with a 10 year 100,000 mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah.
So get over there, Gossett Kia South, 2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
The laundry room. For as long as I can remember, this was the only place to get a good Wi-Fi connection. Until we got Xfinity. Now we have Wi-Fi all over the house. So, you're probably wondering why I'm still hanging out in here, when I could be happily streaming in the attic, basement, or literally any other room. Well, the truth is, it's warm in here. And I like the smell of dryer sheets.
Get out of here, weirdo.
Hey, close the door. You're letting cool air in.
That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi with Xfinity. Now through June 21st, get started with 300 megabit internet for $35 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract. And get free Wi-Fi equipment included. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Dingers, blasts, moonshots, hey, whatever you call them, everybody loves home runs. And with FanDuel's Dinger Tuesdays, you can love them even more. Because on Dinger Tuesdays, they're back, another season on America's number one sportsbook. And all you have to do is bet on a player to hit a home run, and FanDuel will give you $5 in bonus bets for every home run hit during that game. That's right. Bet on a player to homer, and FanDuel will give you $5 in bonus bets for every home run hit during that game. As if you needed another reason to love the long ball. Go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, to get in and all the Dinger Tuesday action. FanDuel is, of course, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max bonus, $25 per game. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789.
Hey, Kathy, you know, I've been seeing those State Farm commercials. You guys have built quite a team. Mahomes, Kelsey, Derrick Henry.
Bundleman Auto and Mahomes.
Oh, yeah.
Steve, we're proud of that team, and I'm proud of my team.
Your team is awesome. I know firsthand. If there's a question or problem, they're on top of it.
My name is on the sign outside, but it's my talented team inside that makes the difference.
Hey, call Kathy Thurman Edwards, State Farm agent on Brookhaven Circle.
901-767-7744. I'm not as cute as Jake, but I'm better looking than a lizard.
Hey, it's Jeff Calkins. You know when people ask if you have a good dentist to recommend? Well, I have a great dentist. It's Mehdi Sadeghi at the Smile Center. I've been going to the Smile Center for years now. My three boys all go there too. Mehdi is skilled, he's cheerful, and has always found time when emergencies arise. I honestly couldn't imagine a better dentistry practice than the Smile Center. It's where I send all my friends. So if you're looking for a great dentist, go where my family goes. The Smile Center is conveniently located in Germantown, or you can check them out online at smilecentermemphis.com.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff Calkins Show on a Tuesday morning.
Sometimes I don't know why.
Let's play Believe It or Not.
Now it's time for Believe It.
Believe. I don't even know if I believe.
Now I'm a believer.
Or not. Believe It or Not on the Jeff Calkins Show.
Paul Feinbaum really does believe that the Big 12 and the ACC have made a mistake by not taking Memphis.
Believe it or not.
So he said this last night when he was at the here at the Touchdown Club, and I just wanted to get your sense. Was he playing to the home crowd, or was he being sincere? So do you believe it or do you not believe it?
Little column A, little column B. I'm going to say overall, though, I do believe it, because I do think Paul has a unique understanding that sports matter here.
Right.
And I think in the end, if you're just looking at what are schools that I can put into a league, it's places that I want sports to matter, because that's going to make the product more competitive.
It's interesting. I've been very clear. I think that, it's not some giant mistake that's going to, you know, sink, you know, the Big 12 or the ACC, but I do, I've always believed that, that there is a lack of appreciation of what Memphis means to the community and what you would get if you would unleash an actual Power 5 team in this community. I think there has always been a lack of appreciation of that, and I think Memphis always gets a bad name for a variety of reasons, which I have explored in the past. One of the funny things about Paul, though, is that he wasn't always a Memphis booster at all. He used to crap on Memphis. Like, as a guy who was from here, I remember being mystified that he would dump on the University of Memphis, particularly the football program. Of course, that was when the football program was kind of inevitable.
I think
you could not dump on the
football
program.
There's a key difference now.
Yes, it is a dramatically better program. Honestly, it is sort of unfortunate because it is a dramatically better candidate in so many ways. A tier one research institution now. They now take a whole bunch of sports seriously, not just basketball. They take football seriously, and they put more money into women's sports. It's a more professionally run organization. So I do think that it is a dramatically better candidate. Okay, let me ask you this. In terms of actually achieving membership in a Power 4 or 5 conference, whatever you want to call it, Paul Feinbaum's opinion matters.
Believe it or not.
I do not believe that. In the end, the opinions that matter are television executives.
Exactly. It's good to hear.
Yeah.
It's nice to hear. It's good to but.
Doesn't
but,
hurt.
But, yeah. David Jones will enter the portal.
Believe it or not.
Because there was evidently, I got a call from Ron Olson this morning.
We both did.
An alarmed call from Ron Olson this morning saying, bad news. And I'm thinking, what could possibly be the bad news here? He said, David Jones has entered the portal. He's transferring. And I said, where'd you see that? He said, it's on. And then he couldn't find it. And evidently, there's an account that trolls Memphis fans that did briefly put up something about David Jones entering the portal. It is not up now. There is no actual news about him entering the portal. But the day is coming, Jeffrey, when you have to enter the portal if you wish
to enter the portal.
So, do you believe, as the troller indicated, do you believe David Jones will enter the portal?
I do believe that he will enter the portal. I think we're at the point where it's, if you're David Jones, it gives you every option possible. And so, to me, the believe it or not is not necessarily do I believe that
he'll transfer.
It's
will he enter
the portal? Yes, I do.
It does make sense for him to enter the portal because why tie yourself to one unit? Like, keep all your options open. Who the hell would have imagined that Quaintance would end up? Jaden Quaintance, of course, is the 16-year-old five-star. And you know where, he kept his options open, didn't he?
He did, Jeffrey? Indeed.
He certainly kept his options open, and his options included Louisville, said to be paying rumors up to $2 million in NIL. And Memphis, obviously, visit here was canceled. Kentucky briefly took another run at him. Arkansas, maybe. Well, they got James Adu from Tennessee. And now he goes to Arizona State.
Indeed.
Because he keeps his options open.
Mark was saying
Bobby Hurley
sold his rights to his life story.
They're going to do a streaming. They're going to do a streaming show.
What a world.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going to do some sort of a reality TV series based on Arizona
By the way,
State.
Has the overshadowed older brother ever had a comeback like Danny's had versus Bobby?
He better put together a comeback now.
I mean, this is...
He was the big brother for a long time. And now he's...
I mean, like the big brother.
He was the big brother. And now he has been big brothered by the little brother.
That's a comeback.
So anyway, it only makes sense. I know it was just a Twitter tweet today, but it really does. It's foreshadowing because as you point out, this gives him flexibility, even if what you're trying to do is make sure you get every last dollar from the University of Memphis, right?
Sure. Or what if you go to the combine and they're like, man, we think you need to get in a better league.
Yeah. Go show us you can do it against something other than the AAC.
Again, I'm not saying that that is what I expect. But
do you still put it at 51% that you think he will be back?
Still feels very coin flippy to me. I really think what the decision's going to boil down to is whether or not someone says either we're going to take you in the second round or we're going to give you at least a two-way. I really don't think this is going to be a pure dollars and cents decision.
All right. There was also, by the way, speaking of Twitter action, there was a report by Poke Scoop, which covers Oklahoma State.
No way.
Yeah. The Poke Scoop reported that Musa Cisse has verbally committed to Oklahoma State, but that he is still going to take a visit to Memphis.
So, are you familiar with what they refer to in the business as a Jimmy special? Jimmy referring to Jimmy Sexton.
No, what's a Jimmy special?
A Jimmy special is when you'll have a coaching search,
yeah,
and there's like four schools that all feel good about their chances. I think Moose has got a Moose special here. Because I've been hearing for weeks Memphis feels good, and I've been hearing for weeks the Oklahoma State feels good.
That's a Jimmy special.
That's a Jimmy special, baby.
Okay, so I asked you last week, maybe in the course of Believe It or Not, I think it was, there will be athletes, college athletes will be employees within the next 5 years, right? So I'm going to rephrase it a little bit.
All right.
There will be a revenue sharing agreement between college athletes and conferences within the next 5 years.
Believe it or not.
And this comes, I'm going to give people the background.
Yeah.
This comes amid reports. That there are that the NCAA is in deep discussions with the college powers over a revenue sharing agreement, and this is all. There are multiple cases. The NCAA, which has a history of losing every single case in court,
recently
is now facing multiple cases. One of them is a House versus NCAA.
Is this the back pay one?
That's about it's about NIL. It's twofold. It's trying to get an injunction saying that there can be no restrictions from the NCAA on how or why a player can get NIL, right? But then it's also for a bunch of recent players have said that we should have gotten much more money.
Yeah, so this is a big one. This one could be like
back pay
billions,
per se.
But, yeah.
But yes, it could result in damages up to $4 billion because this is an antitrust violation, and antitrust violations under the law are tripled. So whatever. So you get a $1.3 billion judgment, and all of a sudden the NCAA owes $4 billion, okay? And there are other cases as well out there. And so the idea is they are, and there's this lawyer named Jeffrey Kessler who represents the athletes in most of these cases. And so according to reports, there are discussions about future revenue sharing under which schools would set aside as much as $20 million annually for their athletes. Beyond that, it's totally unclear. Who gets what? Is it football? Is it basketball? What happens with Title IX? Totally unclear. But to add further fuel to the fire, Chav Alberts, now the AD at
Texas A&M.
Texas A&M.
He left Nebraska for A&M.
He recently said that Texas A&M might have to add $15 to $20 million in the quote unquote new expense, might shortly have to add $15 to $20 million in the quote unquote new expense category.
Yeah, I believe also in that same interview he did, he even mentioned program cuts.
So, well, that's the thing. If can you imagine if Memphis all of a sudden, in order to play with the big boys, had to come up with $20 million a year to pay the athletes?
They have to come up with the amount of money that SMU did.
That's to buy your way in. But this is just year over year. Yeah. This would be $20 million in payroll a year. Let's be clear. Memphis couldn't do it.
Yeah. No, not with this league TV deal. Yeah.
Not unless, yes, if you are in a different league getting a different TV deal, then you could possibly.
And to be clear, there's a reason why the schools like Florida State, Clemson, there's a reason why they want out. It's because they think this is where it is indeed headed.
And the point is that, do you know what the TV check is right now for SEC schools?
For the TV check alone, I think it's something like 50-some-odd million.
I bet it's more than that. TV distribution.
Well, you know, the new one doesn't kick in until next year.
And so basically, it's just like in the NBA right now, or in the NFL right now, any place where there is a cap, what they say is 50% of the revenue should go to the teams, 50% of the revenue should go to the athletes. That's that, and then they come up with a cap number, a payroll number, which is based on that. Like, okay, well, if we have to be given 50% of the revenue to the athletes, that means every team has to pay between X and X in payroll. That's where the cap number. It is essentially a revenue sharing. And so what you're saying here is, listen, if SEC schools are getting $50 million, and I think the number is more than that, then $20 million of that should go to the athletes. Same basic principle. Now, it's complicated by the fact that those are the football players who are bringing in that money, and under Title IX, can you only give the football players that money? But all of that's happening, and at the same time that's happening, UAB and Trent Dilfer, new coach Trent Dilfer, recently had his football players meet with an organization called Athletes.org, which is promoting revenue sharing. Now, it's not a union type organization, although there's movement on that front as well. It feels like, Jeffrey, is all I'm saying, something seismic is coming. So, believe it or not, do you believe within 5 years there will be revenue sharing between conferences, schools, institutions, and athletes?
Believe it or not.
I mean, the timeline, I think it's happening? Yes, I do. The timeline is always murky to me because oftentimes what we see throughout the course of history is things go a certain way and then all of a sudden they're different in 48 hours. So I guess I'll say I do believe it because it feels
like...
I think
the gun at the head is the lawsuit.
Yes, 100%.
It's funny how... It's interesting to me, and even as I talk about this, I'm aware that I'm somewhat in the weeds, that everyone out there may not be following the blow-by-blow of antitrust law and blah, blah, blah. Like yesterday, after we did this talk at Novel, someone came up to me and said, NIL is killing college sports. And I hear that literally almost every day from someone at the grocery store or the drugstore or whatever else. And this person said, yeah, and all the NCAA had to do was had to pass a rule to stop it. And I said, no. The NCAA has, whatever you think of the NCAA, for decades and decades and decades, they have had rules to stop it, to say you can't give benefits to players, rules about when they can transfer, et cetera. What has happened is the courts have said that is illegal.
That is the key. The key difference is forever and ever and ever, the way that it worked was the courts largely said, you have chosen to be an NCAA member institution. It is you knowingly chose to enter their organization, and you abide by their rules. And then that is what is flipped
and
now.
So the courts are all saying this is just like America. You can't, you know, this radio station couldn't get together with three other radio stations in the city and say, Jeff Calkins is an amateur. We're not going to give him any money. We're going to pay him in, room and board and whatever else. It's an antitrust violation. And so this is all stems from that, and it is a remaking of the...
Bow to the master, by the way.
It is it what?
Bow to the master, by the way.
Yeah. So...
$51 million.
What? Oh, you really? $51
million? Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good job.
Now, the thing is, next year it goes up to like 60-some-odd. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. The next one. You're going to be tuning in to CBS to watch Matt Ryan.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, I don't believe that one. Now, in fairness,
there was. I want to give people the background. So CBS out with Boomer Esiason
and Phil
out
Sims.
Out with Phil Sims. Boomer's been there 22 years. Phil Sims 26 years. Those two out, Matt Ryan in. This is their CBS pregame show. So it's going to be Matt Ryan, James Brown, Nate Burleson, Bill JJ. Tower, and then JJ also. So basically getting rid of Matt Ryan, same kind of, well, he didn't have a Super Bowl title, like neither does Boomer, though. Like,
no, he has an MVP.
Like Phil Simms. He has an MVP.
Shout out to Kyle Shanahan.
So, yeah, what'd you make of that? Oh, and Jason Kelce is going to Monday Night Countdown.
Honestly, my first reaction was that is, oh, they're that's cheap, right? Two salaries, get rid of, you're getting rid of Boomer and Phil, and then you're...
Will you miss Boomer or Phil?
Not really. I don't really watch a ton of...
Pre-game. I don't either.
I mean, I'm basically like, it's like once...
I'll care more about analysts, right? I'll care more about analysts, but I don't really...
I mean, honestly, where this is kind of a bigger deal, and it's not really... This doesn't really apply to me either. It's the halftime highlights. Like, that's who you flip to.
Right.
You know, at the end, but I just flip to a game that's not at the half yet. This, you know what I mean? Like, I don't really know how many people are like, you know what? I'm jonesing for...
Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan.
He seems like a wonderfully classy, nice guy, but
maybe he will be... Maybe he will be very good.
But that's the thing, though, Jeff. We had him on games this year.
And?
He's exactly what you expected. Pretty milk toast, dial tone. Nothing's egregious. Nothing bothers you. But at the same time, you're not like, you know what? Hell yeah. We got the Matt Ryan game this week.
The best situation for a quarterback... for a rookie quarterback, is J.J. McCarthy's.
Believe it or not.
I can't believe I said this. I don't believe this, so I don't. It's not that I don't believe that. I think it has to be Caleb Williams.
Really?
Yeah, because think about it.
Let me ask you this. Who is a better play caller?
Probably J.J. But, like, I think people are really acting
and,
like...
And here's the other thing. So they've got... The new Shane is Shane Waldron is the new play caller in Chicago, right?
Yes.
Yeah. From Seattle, I think.
Yes.
Came from Seattle, right? And but the play caller in Minnesota is the head coach, which I think is good. It means if, among other things, if Shane Waldron is good, he'll leave, right? He'll get a head coaching job. Whereas if you're the play caller is the head coach, and you tell me which weapons are better, Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, T.J. Hockenson and Aaron Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like that one? Or do you like D.J. Moore, Keenan Allen, Roma Dunze, Cole Kmet? You know?
No, I definitely think in terms of skill position, the Vikings are in a better spot.
Better play caller, better weapons.
I don't care really that much about play calling. Like I think it's wildly overrated.
But you told me that literally Brock Purdy's only good cut a play caller.
Right, but if I'm talking about generic, like I think a lot of play callers are about the same. Shanahan is clearly in a different category. It's the same thing with Andy Reid. Like Andy Reid and Shanahan to me are in a different category.
So you believe it's like in the NBA. You believe in head coaching if you're talking about the two or three best
correct.
Head coaches
or the two
in the
or
league.
Three worst.
Or the two
and
or three worst. But the rest
one of the
is
two
some
the...
big bucket.
Correct.
You don't think that Matt Eberflus as your head coach versus Kevin O'Connell makes any difference in the world?
I mean, Eberflus is a defensive guy, so I guess if you're a quarterback. But my other thing is
what's the argument for why that it's a better situation in Chicago?
Why it's a better situation in Chicago is up front they're better. Like they've rebuilt they rebuilt their offensive line last year. They're better up front, and I think clearly, like Caleb's a better player. Like, yes, you can go down the list and say that I would rather have these guys for the Vikings, but to me, it's like it's kind of close.
It's kind of close.
You know what I mean?
It's kind of close. But one is thrown to the best receiver, one of the two best receivers
right,
in the NFL.
That great receiver is a mountain tendencies.
He might be walking out. He might be forcing his way
sure.
out the door. One feels more fragile now. Like the Vikings one feels like it could come apart.
Absolutely.
Right? And the Chicago one doesn't feel particularly fragile. By contrast, by the way, so Jaden Daniels, is Cliff Kingsbury an asset or not?
So,
and then he's got Terry McLaurin and Dotson's the other receiver,
yeah.
I guess.
And then they got
So
they're like the,
the weapons are clearly not.
Well, and they're horrific up front. Like they were so bad last year,
and by contrast, Drake May has the worst weapons of all.
I think that's unquestioned.
Yes, they've got terrible skill players.
All right, so if we're going through for Jaden, he's got McLaurin, Dotson. They picked up Luke McCaffrey. Always good to get a Caffrey. Oh, Zach Ertz, that's where he wound up.
You know what? Penix, he's in a bad situation because he's not going to be playing.
I mean,
or a good situation. Wouldn't he rather be the Raiders quarterback? If you were Penix, wouldn't you rather have fallen to the Raiders and be the Raiders quarterback? By the way, there you have a number one wide receiver. You've got a tight end. Of course, you wouldn't have the tight end because he would have been picked whatever. Wouldn't you rather be the Raiders? That offensive line, now they lost something off the offensive line, but was highly rated last year. Wouldn't you rather be the starter at the Raiders?
I mean, I think that if the question is, would I rather be the starter there? But it's like, I feel like people have really, like, we are not sure how long Kirk's going to play. He's 36 with an Achilles. He's been injury prone. Like, if I'm sitting there on Penix, I got weapons everywhere, and they believe in me. Like, how is that a bad spot? Like,
right. Well, and I guess you're not the one. It's bad for Kirk Cousins,
right?
But you're the one who people will be cheering for.
Well, on top of that, like the front office is taking the heat for picking me. That's how much they like me.
All right, we got to take a break. We're going to talk to Chris Harrington.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.